Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris, and childhood addictions. This was a question, a light-hearted question posed by Claire Randall here on Audioboo. And I've seen that Black 73 Cat has recorded a response, so I thought I'd record one of my own. It's interesting. I had to think long and hard about this, and I realised I didn't have any childhood addictions. As an adult, I don't have many addictions. The one I do have is smoking, which I'm trying to give up, but that's another matter entirely. But childhood addictions, I didn't have any. But there was an interesting thing that Claire was talking about, was this idea of an addiction that your parents say you do that too much of, or I wish you'd find something else to do. And that does resonate with me, because as a child, I collected a new magazine that came out called 2000 AD. This was a very futuristic magazine for its time, and in Britain certainly all we had was the Beano and Dandy and Topper and Boyzone and Roy of the Rovers and those sort of magazines. And I was buying magazines such as Marvel magazines and DC magazines, you know, Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Avengers, all those sort of things. My oldest brother used to have these. He lived in London at the time. He was quite a lot older than me. And he used to have these magazines and send them up to me. And I used to love them. And so when 2000 AD came out, I was first on the market to buy it. It wasn't about superheroes as such. We may have all heard of Judge Dredd. Well, Judge Dredd, as played by Sylvester Stallone in one movie, and I can't remember who played him recently in another movie, was a character out of 2000 AD. But this magazine, my mum thought inappropriate for a person of my age. I can't remember how old I was at the time. I might have been about 10 or 11 when it first came out, and I'm going back 30 odd years. And I would collect this magazine and buy it and read it and love it. And it was something that my mother didn't approve of, really. Anyway, I used to save these magazines, and I'd save them in a loft when I moved out and had my own place. And some years later, in my, I don't know, early 20s, I'd gone back to try and get hold of my stuff. At that time, early editions of 2000 AD were selling quite reasonably. And I knew mine were in really good condition. In the early days of the magazine, you had free gifts. And I can remember having a free transfer set that you would put on your arm like a tattoo. There was a free, I'm trying to think now, I think there was like a wallet or a gun or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but I know I kept them. And I kept them in their packaging because I didn't want to use them myself, but I just wanted to look at them. So when I realised that 2000 AD might be worth something in my mid-20s, I went back to collect them and to keep hold of them and to have them safe for myself, only to find that my mother had done what she'd always wanted to do, and that was get rid of them. She had thrown the lot away. Now, I had the first 100 odd episodes of this magazine, this comic, and I know today, on researching this just for this boo, that early editions of 2000 AD fetch for hundreds of pounds if they're in mint condition. And I was annoyed at the time when I discovered that my mother had thrown these things away, these magazines away, and I was annoyed at it, and that has actually stayed with me all my adult life. Not because of the monetary value, but the fact that it was my property that had been thrown away. And although it wasn't an addiction, I mean, I did stop the magazine after a certain period of time, I moved on to other things, I did keep them. And it was something that my mother disapproved of. And like I say, she ended up throwing them out of her house. So there we go, that's my not childhood addiction, but something I was into that my mother certainly wasn't. Thanks, Claire, for a great question, and listen to you too, Graham, Black 73 Cat. So thanks very much for that and giving me the opportunity to respond. As always, if applicable, God bless.